Thank you. Right. Thank you. take note of that, but they really have no instruction as though there would be another running of principle. This is class, this is the interesting. And as you have been bringing out, they're simply called to remembrance in verse 4 of chapter 4. They're called to go back to those divine principles, to consider the Word of God as it is given in its origin. And if that was good for Israel, indeed it is immensely important to those on the ground of the sea.
Well, we all desire God's blessing in us as God's children. And as we had a question in the first chapter, we're saying, where is this love? In the third chapter,
sisters,
story, Martha serving, and she struggled about that, hunger. In verse 41 of Luke 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. She values the fact that Mary was drawn from him. Martha was going to minister to him, and there's nothing wrong with that, because if the book is John, we find that Martha served him.
Let me see. scripture what the ministry Archippus was given, but obviously he was given some little function to perform in the assembly there, and Paul felt that the local assembly was suffering a lack because there was a man there who wasn't carrying out the little function that he was given. And I've enjoyed a thought in 1 Corinthians 12 in connection with the body, because it has some expressions that do the body and how every member has a particular function, but there are many members of our body, in the natural sense, that have a function that we're not even aware of. But if that function broke down, we would miss that member of the body. And before I read the verse I have in mind, just tell a little story that drove this verse home to my soul. Some time ago, I was visiting a very small assembly, and there was an elderly brother there, and he was telling me that when he was first saved and gathered as a young man, a brother came through, and he was complaining to this brother who had come through. He said, "You know, the Lord hasn't given me any gift or anything I can do for the Lord in the local assembly here." Well, I thought the brother was very wise. He said to this brother, he said, "Who makes sure that there's a loaf and a cup on the table on Lord's Day morning?" And the brother said, "I do." And he said, "After the breaking of bread, who makes sure that things are cleaned up and that the money is counted and deposited properly?" He said, "I do." He said, when the saints go home, who makes sure that lights are out and the door is locked up?" He said, "I do." Well, the brother turned him to the verse I'm going to read here in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 28. "And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing." You might say, as we read this verse, "Well, I don't have any of those yet, but what's the next one, brother?" "Help." And this brother said to the brother, he said, "We can all be of help." He said, "One of the gifts that is given to the church is help." And I think this is a nice encouragement, not only for those of us who are younger, but for the sisters as well. Because there's a nice commendation given in Philippians. It says, "And help those women that labor with me in the gospel." There were sisters there at Philippi. They had been a quiet, godly help in the furthering of the gospel and the truth. And Paul says, "You remember those women, and you help them." Brother Tom mentioned that Mary, when she poured out her ointment at the feet of the Lord, she never said a word, but the whole house was filled with the odor of the ointment. And I even think of that on Lord's Day morning. Why wasn't it Lazarus that poured out the ointment? Because you'd say, well, the brothers can take part. But here it was Mary, a sister, a lady. She pours out her ointment. Her heart is full of praise and worship, and it had an effect on all that were in the house. And a sister whose heart is full of praise on Lord's Day morning is a tremendous help and a blessing in the assembly. Just one more little story to accentuate what we've been saying to the brother. He's with the Lord now. But all the years I was growing up in Smith Falls, he never took part. Might have given out a hymn once in a while, but never took an active public part in the assembly. But every Lord's Day morning, perhaps for 45 or 50 years, or every Lord's Day evening, I should say, he got there half an hour early to the gospel meeting, made sure the hall was open, handed out the hymn books. If there was a stranger, they got a warm smile and a handshake. And you know, when that brother passed away, no one ever stepped in and took over that little ministry that he fulfilled. But we missed that brother when he was gone. And so, just another example of how we can be a help. And I wondered about this little expression, help. And so when I was in Pleasantville the last time, I asked some of the dear old brethren about the help. Because you remember in, I think, the 27th of Acts, when the storm was approaching and Paul and those who were with him were in the ship, they secured the help. So I said to the brethren, I said, "What were the help, those who followed the sea in their younger days?" They said, "Well, the helps were steel cables that were used in the days of wooden seagoing vessels to gird the underside of the ship in anticipation for a storm to help hold the ship together." Brethren, we're not anticipating a storm. Satan has been busy. The storms have been upon us. What do we need? We need to secure the help. And as we read this verse and see that one of the gifts is help, I don't want to be facetious, but I don't think any one of us can get out from under this. We can all be a help in the assembly.
Just remember that earlier when I gathered, talking to your brother, who was
But
Yeah.